Trying to get people to sit up the front here because that's where the blessing is going to be. You know, if the Lord was standing right here in front of you, you'd be right down at his feet. So the more you can come, there's chairs out here, we can bring more in. Just please feel free to come forward, but please don't sit at the back. Other than our sister down there that she's told me why. Right, just let's have a song or two. What about Howard, the one we're just singing? I'm going to open prayer while the others are still coming. Never Alone. No, Never Alone. Number 402. And the Lord is sitting right with you. Let's get in the attitude of prayer and understanding. I've seen the lightning flash. Sing and heard the thunder roll. I felt since break is dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior. Promise me. Different. Come on, this is we're praising the Lord. You never know, you could end up marching around. You know what they did when the Israelis way back went to war? What did they do? They got together and they were singing. My sister, sit over here at the back here, by the at the back out the front. We know this, that people that sit up the front in a church actually get blessed more so than those that sit at the back. And you will be blessed. I've experienced it myself overseas and things like that. When you're up the front, that's where it happens. The Lord doesn't forget you in the back, but it's better in the front. Before we just start, just let's bow in prayer. Lord Jesus, you, Lord, who we come to worship and to praise and to acknowledge, we thank you, Lord, for being here because you said that you would be. Where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. Lord, help us to open up from our heart, all of us, Lord. I know for me that I could be more expressive than I need to be. I should be more expressive about what you've done for me in my life. Help us, Lord, in this hour or two, Lord, whatever you take. We want to feel the presence of the Lord in each heart, each one of us, Lord. Cause us to reach out. If we can offer praise from our heart to you, you will acknowledge that, Lord, by coming back into us and lifting us up. Thank you for that, Lord. We're not forgetting the people that watch this on the internet. May they open up to join in the songs where they can, if the words are showing, or if they're listening to the items or testimonies. We thank you, Lord, for blessing that in your precious and holy name. Amen. We're going to be asking for some song, people items, but also testimonies. If you have a testimony, make them short if you do, so everybody can enter in and be blessed. Right, well, let's sing one here, one of them, 266, one of them. Are you one of them? Amen. You're allowed to get up, walk around, don't feel to just sit fixed, let the Lord bless you. When the Lord was there, they come and raced up towards him, wanted to hear, wanted to be part of it. Let's be flexible. Raise your hand, call out, let it happen. One of them, I believe I am. Thank you, Lord.
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. They were bound.
Right. What about having a song here from Vera and Marve? Praise God. Sing your heart out, folks. You could just be wherever that it's convenient for you to sing. It'll put you on in the camera, and the people around the world will say, yay, good one. And then after that, we're going to ask if anybody has testimony. So just think. Okay. If you do have a testimony, of course, we'll bring it. If you don't want to stand out the front, we can bring the microphone to you. Our Tongan brethren, husband and wife, Vera and Marve.
I'm going to sing a Tongan song. Sorry. The song is about a life that was lost in the darkness, in sin, and with no hope, but Jesus appeared to be the blessed hope. We're gonna sing it without the instrument. Hange Hawaii fa kieng owe pakuka. Beha fonu akite ke fola paya. Ae hokoma, ae misaya. Koe kelesi, kua toli ki meihe ofa. Kuo tua eiki hoku alunga. Mana tu mamahi koe me afakama. Ne ula ue mate koku lau kauanga. Ka kuou hao eiki iho o ofa. Ofa loloto, ofa vivili. Sisu ko au eni, ko yanga hala. Tuku ke ranu, tuku ke palu, tuku tata. Sisu koe oli ta oi tuku lolo. Moe fei lau lau au fuato. Ata mai sino moku loto. Nangalo kuo te ialoto e kumo ui iha o faloloto o fa vivili sisu ko aweni ko yangahala. Sisu ia loto e kumo ui iha o fa loloto o fa vivili.
Thank you, Vera and Mabe. I didn't understand the words, but I understand the spirit on it. If you don't, you know, I found that around the world, different places, but in Malaysia and Singapore and you name it, even Indonesia. There's another one, Borneo, where people sing different languages, and but you can feel a spirit on it if it's sung right. And that's really good. Thank you, my folks. Does anyone have a testimony they'd like to share with us? Just raise your hand if you do. Sister June. June Searle, that is.
Well, it's not a testimony as such of mine, but the sermon today reminded me of a book I read. Some of you may have read it, called From Prison to Praise by Merlin Carruthers. And he tells his testimony there that he was up in the government somehow. I've forgotten a lot of the details because it's a long time ago. But anyway, he was, I think he was embezzling government funds in America and sort of just living like that for a bit, and one day he felt a hand on his shoulder in the car park, and it was an officer, and he was under arrest, so he went to prison, and he didn't know the Lord, but I can't remember how he was converted, but he was converted, I think, in prison, and became the prison chaplain. But he had a real sort of a revelation from the Lord about the power of praising the Lord. And so people would come to him, and I remember one testimony was a lady that came to him, and she was so upset and distraught because her husband was going to divorce her. And he counseled her, he said, just start praising the Lord. And she thought, praising the Lord when he's going to divorce me? He said, praise the Lord. And so she got on her knees and started praising the Lord just for who he is, and then the testimony was that the husband gave up the idea of divorce and they were reunited. And so other testimonies too of what the Lord did through the power of praise.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the Lord is with us all the time. I just remembered a testimony that I have. And we just sing Never Alone, Never Alone. But going back about 45 years, I did a lot of fishing and what have you. And I was going out to Tatapuri, which Gisborne people know, which is about 20 k's out of Gisborne, just to go down the ramp in my boat. It happened to be Reflex. It was about a one-ton boat in weight. And I picked up my friend, Brother Tony Green, loves the Lord, was here in this very pulpit giving a testimony about 2 months ago, or 1 month, whatever it was. He did a lot of fishing with me. However, we went all the way out to Tatapuri at the top of the ramp, and I said to Tony, I said, nobody around. Normally there's about 15, 20 boats ready to go out on the ramp. But there was no one but me and Tony. So I turned the car around and I went down and I was backing the boat down into the ramp, and suddenly, bingo, I'd forgotten to put petrol in the boat's tank because we're going to go out about 30 miles. And I didn't have enough, and I thought, oh, golly, 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 gosh. But the Lord was in it. I'll tell you why. I turned around to try and borrow some. No one else come. Nobody there, which was most unusual. So I said to Tony, well, we're going to have to go back about 10 k's to Wainui and get some fuel. Pulled the boat out again. I was on the trailer, of course. Towed along, got the fuel, come on down. Just as we arrived back to the ramp, and I turned around to back the boat into the ramp again to launch it, a man came racing up in a vehicle from up the coast and came around and he said, "We need help now." I said, "What's the problem?" The man happened to be a policeman, as it happens, in plain clothes. He was from Tolaga Bay. I think it was Tolaga Bay, but certainly up the coast. And he said, "I just come and I'm a fisherman too," he said. And he pulled up at the rocks of the Tiriao and got the glasses out and was just looking along at the sea. He was only going to town for whatever reason. And he said, "I saw a boat, an aluminium dinghy." And he said, "I saw it roll over. And it is a bit of a swell. It wasn't a bad sea at all, but the swell was reasonably heavy, and it just flipped the boat over. And there was a man and his wife. They were in their 60-plus age. They were going in there to pull up a pot that they'd put out previously the day before. And they were in the water, and this man came racing up, and there was no other boat there. So he said, "Can you help?" And I said, "Yep, but no, but yep," because where it was, the rocks were just about that far below the swell. And my boat was fairly big. It's a 20-footer those days. And so I said, "I don't know whether I can get into them." And of course, the rocks went out about quarter of a mile, and I had to sort of go like that to get to them. But as I was going out with the boat would come up and go boom onto the top of the rocks underneath. I had my outboard as a 235 horsepower Evinrude, and I had it up so it wouldn't hit the rocks. So I went in, and there was the man. He was just about drowned. He was just under the water and coming up and under the water, and his wife was there. She would be about from here to the microphones away. And she said, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you. We were just saying goodbye to her husband." That's the word she used. "We're just saying goodbye because we weren't going to make it. There was no one that we could see or even know that was there. I was the only boat on the ramp. The Lord used me to go in there and then bump the boat and everything like that, but we finally dragged them out. It was quite difficult to get them up. It's amazing how heavy people are when they're just, you know, absolutely collapsed. And my boat was about that far out of the water and like sides. However, the Lord undertook and we got them. And when I got back, this is where I got a message from the Lord. The people said, "Well, I'm so glad that you come. We thought we'd lost it." You know, he lay down on the ramp for a while. He was really passing out. And said, "We didn't know that we were going to make it." And then to see you, they just couldn't believe it. They said, "Thanking God," is what they said. I said, "Well, it was only the act of God that did this. The act of God," and I told them why. Because if people know me in boating, I do not forget to put fuel in my boat, particularly when I'm going out 30 miles. I do not forget that, except this once. And there's no other boats even there this time. So we rung up and got an ambulance, and they came out and picked the people up, and then we went fishing. But you know what? They heard when I said it was an act of God. They contacted the journalist from the Gisborne Herald. There's a paper that came out those days, I forget the name of it, in the main paper. And there was a photograph of me at the back of my boat, and they were standing there, or finally they were standing there, leaning up against the boat and saying, "This is the boat, this is the man that saved us." And then it said on the writing, because, in a headline, "Act of God saved people." And I thought, thank you, Lord Jesus. It wasn't me. I was only used. It was God that was doing it. Never alone, we sing. Never alone. So there's many occasions the Lord undertaking for you and you don't even know it. Hadn't even asked about it, but he did it. And I thank him. Praise the Lord. And if you have no more testimonies, I've got another one I can tell you a little later. Do we have another testimony here quickly and before we sing a song? Okay, Sister Diane.
Try Pauline.
Pauline. It's all right, I called Pauline Diane. They're my cousins and I still get it wrong.
This is going back years ago too. I was only a teenager. But I was driving out to Brian and Diane's. They were on a farm out Becareri somewhere, I think. And when I arrived, Diane looked at me and she says, "What happened?" I was as white as a sheet. And I says, "I just about killed myself." And I can, it was plain as day to me now. I was coming on, you know, had windy road. There'd been some roadworks and things, but there was a pothole and some mud had run out and it was slippery as. And I happened to touch my brakes, and I was only in a little Vauxhall Viva on my own. And I did a 360, and I thought, you know, bank or cliff there and drop there. I'm a goner. The last thing I could visibly remember was the clay wall right in front of me, right in front of my car. And I thought, that's it, I'm done. Boom. Next thing I woke up, my car was parked facing the way I was going on the side of the road, not down the bank. I had a sore wrist, and I to this day believe an angel took the wheel and saved me and saved my life. And I just give God all the glory. He saved me a couple of times in different things. There was another time out Ormond. I was turning right on Back Ormond Road into the main road. It was wet. There was cars coming, so I stopped waiting. And there was a car coming along, and he was turning left into Back Ormond Road, and I was waiting to turn right. And I watched as he came around that corner. He slipped. And he kept coming and coming. And I couldn't go because there was other cars coming and it would have caused a nasty accident. I just had to wait and trust in the Lord. And that car slipped and slipped. And I just, you know, and then bang, he didn't hit me. He just went around that corner. I don't know how he didn't come straight at my, he was coming straight for my door. But praise God, his hand is always there and never alone, like you say.
That's right. Thank you, Pauline. Shall we stand and sing? One of them. Oh, sorry, we're together again. Number 182, we're together again. And we are together. Let's stand up. Expect the Lord to bless you. Wait for him to touch you. Look for it. Expect it. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. Charlie, you ready, my brother? We'll take you even if you're not ready. The Lord uses it, all of us, at some time or other, and you don't even expect it. Sometimes it happens where He's stepped in, used you, and you didn't even know it. But you will know it when you go there, eventually, I believe. Thank you, Brother Charlie. We'll have Brother Tom and Brother Tatu.
Father, always on my mind, always in your presence from the end of time, knowing that you're there, knowing that you care. Father, always on my mind, always in my prayer. Oh, praise God. Help. I'm going to pray it again. Father, you're always on my mind, always in your presence from the end of time, knowing that you're there, knowing that you care for the love that we share. Father, always on my mind, always from the end of time, knowing that you're there, knowing that you care for the love that we share. I love you. I love you, oh, oh, oh. I love you, oh, oh, oh. Emmanuel. Father, you're always on my mind, always in your presence from the end of time, knowing that you're there, knowing that you care, love you share. I love you, oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you, Emmanuel. Sorry about that.
I loved your accompaniment too. What's your name, sister?
Missy.
Very nice. Don't missy Charlie next time. That was very nice. Very good. Brother Tom, Brother Tadu. You know, one time we had an Australian preacher here, preaching from here, and he was such an inspiration to us. He's actually gone on to be with the Lord now. What's his name? When he wanted us to march around the church. Donald Trench. I've been to his church in Brisbane, but it was just at the back of his house, and it was in a glass house, and a lot of people, but they were bright and happy and cheery and expecting to praise God. And we marched around here. And even when I was following Sister Mill, she walked past me, right, I'm getting in behind Mill, and suddenly we had a group of people. That's praising God. Don't be sorry. Don't be, I don't want to trouble anybody. Let's be open. Let's God be praised from our heart. Thanks, my brothers.
This morning, or last night, I asked the Lord, Lord, help me. Wake me up early this morning. so I can go into my thank you prayer. Because usually Sunday afternoon is a very busy day for me. And he woke me up at 5 o'clock this morning. And I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want of me for this afternoon or today? And he said to me, glorify. Glorify my name. And I just started to laugh. So I started to pray this morning. And then I finished, and then I sung this song, glorify, glorify in his name. And this morning, I just want to glorify his name. Lord, I come into your holy place, standing off of your cleaning grace. Who am I that you should die for me? I glorify the one who died for me. Glorify, let your name be lifted up and glorify. Let the earth tremble at your name, let your name be lifted up and glorify. Into your hand I commit my life, day by day as a living sacrifice. Who am I that you don't care for me? I glorify the one who died for me. Glorify, let your name be lifted up and glorify. Let the earth tremble at your name. Let your name be lifted up and glorify, let your name be lifted up and glorify, let the earth tremble at your name. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Thank you, Lord.
Ah. Okay, Brother Charlie.
Hey, are you going to help me? Sacrifice.
gave greatest sacrifice. Your son, your love, holy one. Now I give you praise, glory to your name, Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I know I just really want to thank the Lord, and I give him all the praise and the glory. God saved me from the pits of hell in two car accidents that I had. The first one was the car actually rolled over, rolled on top of me, and it was just funny. During the car accident, there was a doctor that came to Wairau, and he was wondering what he was doing in Wairau, in this place called Wairau. He was wondering what he was doing there. He reckons he never goes to this town. And during the car accident, the car actually fell out the car. The car rolled on top of me. A couple of big guys from Gisborne, they came. They lifted the car off me. And I ended up in the Wairau Hospital. And the doctor was wondering, oh, and then he saw me coming through the door, and he says, oh, man, it's for you. And I really want to thank God that through the prayers of the saints that God had saved me from that car accident. But being a man with a hard head, wouldn't listen, so I went into a second car accident. And God's grace and his mercy brought me out of that car accident as well. It was all because I was an alcoholic. I was an alcoholic, but God brought someone along beside me, and we prayed. And you know, the love of God, that God loves us so much. He loves us so much that he doesn't want any one of us to perish, but to go to eternal life with him. And with the second car accident, my whole vehicle was smashed. And it was only by God's grace and his mercy. That's why I'm here today. For God's grace. You know, God loves us so much, that he really cares for us. And may God bless you all.
Thank you, Brother Charlie. Just while they can get ready, we're going to sing, but in a moment there is... It is no secret what God can do. You know that God has put talents in your life? I don't mean generally. I mean each one. There's somebody the Lord wants you to attend. Sometimes it can be a little child that can just say the right thing at the right time under God's influence to make an adult take it to Sunday school if necessary, or whatever it might be. God will use you. The secret is, be ready to be moved of God. I know some things that people have come up and told me, and Lee, you remember when you went and said da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I told them. I said, when was that? This is maybe 20 times I've had this. Or about 12 years ago or 15 years ago, you said so-and-so. Did I? Didn't even remember it. But they've said, I remembered that, and that caused me to do whatever the Lord wanted them to do, and they came to know the Lord. God will use you if you make yourself willing to be used. Open up before Him. Let's stand and sing, "It is no secret what God can do." And then on the end of it, put "in my life." The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped, it fell. Was it someone new? Think about the words as we sing it as well, and the Lord working through you. The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day. May be seated. Sister Diane, you have a song for us. The thing I sometimes think about, don't restrict God in your mind what He can do. There's no restrictions. My God can do anything. Anything. Is there anything too hard for our God? Oh, these people know. That's right. And for you people on the internet, this is nothing that God cannot do. Thanks, Sister Diane.
2 years ago, I was watching on the internet a Christian group in America had made a play of Noah's Ark. And in this, they had it, and, you know, there's the eight people were on the ark, and they showed that it was about to come off, and the people that were acting, the ones left behind, had to sort of act like they were worried. But one lady, she suddenly got distraught. Lord, Lord, me, don't leave me. And it was for real. She wasn't acting anymore. They evidently stopped the production and took her aside, and they prayed her through, because she suddenly realized she wasn't on the ark. And it really affected me. And then when I found this song, I really like it. Mari was going to sing it with me, but she's not here today. On Calvary's hill, an ark has been built, costing the blood of God's Son. With its door open wide, there is safety inside. Anybody who will make it on, come into the ark. Oh, the sky grows dark. There's a storm called God's great judgment day. From its fierce, angry waves, in the ark you'll be saved. Come into the ark today. Just gonna put that a little bit. Untold thousands have heard, and heeding God's word, they have walked up the ramp called God's grace. From the darkness of night into blessed new light, into the Savior's embrace. Come into the ark, oh, the sky grows dark. There's a storm called God's great judgment day. From its fierce, angry waves, in the ark you'll be saved. Come into the ark today. Soon to one and to all will go the last call. Then the door of God's mercy shall close. Opportunity then will come never again. How soon 'twill be, only God knows. Come into the ark, for the sky grows dark. There's a storm called God's great judgment day. From its fierce, angry waves, in the ark you'll be saved. Come into the ark today.
Thank you, Diane. Lord bless you for that. Now, do we have another testimony? Sister Jen with the Paulers.
Praise the Lord. Waere mana, just before you were standing up and I saw you sit down, and I don't know whether you were in pain, but I saw Andrew hold your hand, and it just... this week I just thought, you know, the love that you were trying to give your wife was beautiful. And this week I was going through some stuff and I had a picture of my father and my mother's hand together as my father was nearly dying. And I've had this photo and I knew I had to do something with it, and I thought I'd lost it and I found it. And I thought, it's whose hands you're in. Like, a basketball for me is $20, but in Michael Jordan's hand years ago would have been worth thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. And I thought, you know, a rod, I could probably shoe a dog with Nanny Amo's stick, but in Moses' hands, he could part the sea, you know. And I just thought, the fish, you know, to fish and loaves, well, I could make a fish sandwich or a fish pie or something and put breadcrumbs on top. But, you know, God fed so many people. And some nails, I probably could wick up a birdhouse. Maybe it might have been a bit crooked, but you know, God used the nails in His hands, and He saved the whole world. And when I just saw that picture of the hand, I just know I've got to put that picture that I have and put about whose hands are you in. And we really know that if we're in the Lord's hands, we're just blessed. And we need to make sure we're in his hands and not going on our own way. And I like that song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. That's my little testimony.
Do we have any testimonies?
Our brother Willie, who came this morning, so he, like a lot of us, you know, he lived a reckless life. And anyway, his wife's been a Christian for years, Linda, who was here. And I think it was at his father's tangi, Pine's tangi at Hiruharama. He just woke up and sat bolt upright in bed in the marae, in the meeting house that night, and said, I need a saviour. And he went outside on the veranda at Hiruharama and just surrendered to the Lord. And the Lord's really used him in an amazing way. And a lot of, he's a teacher at probably taught Maria's Mokopunas and at Te Waiu. And anyway, a whole lot of young people came to the Lord, and a lot of these young people are still following the Lord. He baptized them in the pool without asking anyone, and in the school pool, and got in trouble. And the big delegation from Tokomaru Bay, the Ringatū people from Tokomaru Bay, went down to see what he was doing down there. And one of the mothers came to see Jan and to see what she's going to do about her daughter, because her daughter's gone loopy in the Lord. And anyway, Jan said, well, if it's the Lord's doing, you can't fight against it. You just got to let go and let the Lord. Anyway, Willie got he hasn't been feeling well this year, and he got diagnosed with cancer in his bowel and his colon, and it's gone to his liver. But I really believe God's going to heal him and use him for the glory of God. And so it was just amazing, because this week he had some problems and it was blocked, and he had to come down for some emergency surgery. So he happens to be here, like recuperating after that, and said that they would like to come to church. And so Jan invited them to come along with us today, and such a blessing. I really believe that God's going to heal him. And, you know, I said to him today, you know, don't look at the circumstances. So Howard anointed him with oil. I believe that was necessary. And I said, you know, you might not feel it. Like the time I got healed here last year, one of my feet was still sore for 2 weeks after, but I didn't pay attention to the sore foot. I just confessed that the Lord had healed me. And I just said to him this morning in the steps there, I just said, bro, don't look at the circumstances or what it looks like. Just look to Jesus and say, thank you, Lord, for your healing. So I really would encourage you fellas just to pray, because God has really used him mightily in Ruatoria. And, you know, like what the three men who went into the fiery furnace, God can save us. But even if he doesn't save us, we're not going to bow down to your idols. And the same for Willie. You know, I believe, I have faith to believe, and I believe God sees my faith to believe that Willie can be healed. But if for whatever reason in God's amazing plan for Willie and for Ruatoria that he doesn't heal him, well, we're not going to bow down to the idols. We're just going to give thanks to the Lord and look to what the Lord's going to do in that circumstance. Anyway, yeah, just really would covet your fellow's prayers for him and his whānau and for those people up in Ruatoria. It's really affected a lot of people, and a lot of people have started going back to church. And even my own in our school where I am, a whole lot of teachers who have had children taught by him are getting rocked by it. And some have started going back to church, so praise the Lord for that.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Lord bless you and all your friends. Okay, do we see any others? Brother Reef.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not good at speaking, but I remember when I was out diving at the Thames getting mussels. There was four of us out there, and we swam so far out, and because I was coughing at that time, I started to drown. And I looked at the shore, was so far away, and I knew I was going to die right there and then. So I put my arms out to God and I said, God, forgive me. You know, I don't know how long I was under that water for, but I felt the sun on my face. And I'm heading to shore on my back on a wave. There's no waves in this place, but this particular wave was there. And I knew that God had put his hand in me and took me back to shore. And I praised the Lord, you know, and I never told anybody. This is the first time I told people, you know. And he was to send me to Faith Bible College. He said, I want you to ring Faith Bible College. I said, well, I'm not going to Faith Bible College. Well, yes, you are. You're ringing Faith Bible College. He's sitting in the car talking to me. So I rang Faith Bible College, and they let me in, and I was won over. And they weren't supposed to, and I was won over. They didn't see that. Everywhere that Faith Bible College was sending me was, they were sending me to all the churches around the North Island as a praise and worship leader. Now, these people in Faith Bible College didn't know I could play a guitar, you know, and I didn't know I could sing. Not that good. But anyway, I just love the message our pastor said this morning about the Holy Spirit when he comes into the church. And I know when I went into lead worship and I was singing, this is my desire, and the whole church fell down, you know. I just praise the Lord. People say, look at them. And I said, just carry on singing. I said, the Holy Spirit is busy. And so that was to happen in a lot of churches I went to, you know. It was to be healing. But I just praise God, you know, and I just thank him. And I just praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Reef. The Lord bless you. Well, time's gone on, and I don't want to hold people up unless the Lord wants to take us further, but... any other testimonies? Well, I've got one again. again, it's in a boat, but a different boat this time. It was the other one was a 20-foot Haynes Hunter. This one is a 17-foot Haynes Hunter about 50 years ago. I was camped at Lawton Point, and my brother of the Lord, Tony Green, my buddy again, fishing. We went out one afternoon, just out, wasn't way out at all. It was just about half a mile out. We were going to just fish. And it wasn't rough, but there was biggish swells, like just nice smooth swells, but it wasn't white capping or nothing like that. And then suddenly we found that the boat was drifting. And it was drifting quite fast. These swells had started to push the boat and pull the anchor out of the rock, and then it came apart. There was no anchor. So we started just drifting back. So I went to go and grab another anchor, which I thought I had, but I didn't. And then, we best go in. Started the motor. This one was 100 horsepower output. And it started. It's fine. But every time I put the accelerator on, it would just stopped. What's going on here? Started again. No trouble. Could start it every time. But as soon as I put power on, the motor pulled, wouldn't go, just stopped. And by this time, the swell was getting bigger and bigger, with just a bit of a build-up. Not white capping, but big. And we're getting really close to the rocks. And, of course, the boat being half a ton odd, you can't paddle it, can't do anything like that. So I said to Tony, I don't know what else to do. He didn't, other than we decided to pray. And this is how the Lord looks after you. Expect the best and give it to the Lord. So we prayed right there in the boat and said, Lord, help us. But I don't know what to do. I wasn't worrying about my life because I could dive out and swim to shore, but I didn't want to lose my boat. So that's what happened. We got closer and closer and closer, And then the Lord intervened. Lee, tell Tony to do this. As you know, those days, you had a fuel tank, and then you had a rubber hose out of it that went along to the motor. And I said, I want you to try something. I don't know whether it'll work, but we prayed, let's do it. And I said, when I go to start the motor with the key, you just keep pumping the bubble on the fuel hose. Just don't stop. Just keep pumping it. Started it. Vroom. It worked. I said, don't stop. And then we motored back home to the thing. But we prayed about it first. Sometimes the Lord works without you knowing it, like sort of the other boat thing I had. I didn't know. He was just using the situation to get advertised to other people that didn't know that you trust in the Lord. But in this case, he caused me to think about it, do that, and saved us. So the Lord does these things. I know it. I could tell you other stories too, but we won't. Let's, if there's no more songs, and I'd like to sing one more, and then we'll close. It's now nearly 3:15. So shall we stand to our feet and sing Close to Thee is the words, Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Saviour, let me walk with Thee. That's what we want, isn't it? Well, let's just sing it to Him.
Everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, be close to Thee, close to Thee.
may be seated. One more song. Okay, that's fine. And then I'll ask Brother Howard to close for us. But while he's getting ready for that from Tatu, you may be seated. And is this Tuesday prayer meeting, 7:30? You're very welcome to come join us. A psalm, okay. That's fine, brother.
Version? put them. Annie. I'm actually put them on here. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody want to worship? Well, I said we should go for it. Ah, yeah, man. Extol Thee, my God, O King, O praise Thy name, we will. Every day we have a meal, praise Thy name, praise Thy name, praise Thy name, praise Thy name, to be praised, Thy name, praise Thy name, praise Thy name, and His greatness is fulfilled. One generation of praise to another, and shall glorify, hold on, shall glorify. And me shall speak of the might of Thy children, and I will declare Thy greatness. They shall abundantly remember me. Thy great goodness shall sing of Thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, long greatness. The Lord is good to all, in the mercies of all. All Thy works shall praise Thee, O Lord, Thy Savior. They shall speak the glory of Thy kingdom and talk about Thou, to make known the sound of me, His mighty acts and His glorious majesty of His throne. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, Thy dominion is yours throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall, raises up all those that are down. The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou gives us sin and iniquity. Thou open Thy hand and satisfy the desire of me. The Lord is righteous, know His ways, holy, know His ways. The Lord is nigh unto them, call upon Him, call upon Him. He will fulfill the desires that fear Him. He also hears the cries of sin. The Lord preserve all them love, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless His holy name forever. You praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, while I live. While I praise the Lord, I will sing praise unto my God while I live. Put not your trust in praises, nor in son of man, whom there is no help. His prayers goes forth, He returns to His earth, and every day He prospers. Happy is he that hath regarded Yahshua for his help. His hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, sea and all that is there, which keeps truth forever, which executes judgment, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord loses the prisoners, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind, the Lord raises them that are bad men, the Lord loves the righteous, the Lord preserves the prisoners, He relieves the fatherless. But the way of the wicked turns upside down. Lord shall reign forever, even Thy God will be on unto all generations. You praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Shall we just stand for prayer, shall we, brothers and sisters? Lord Jesus, we come to You again, Lord, as we depart from this building. We thank You for every blessing this day, Lord. We thank You for the wonderful testimonies, wonderful, outstanding, actually. Lord, we just thank You for Your Holy Spirit. May You continue to deal with every person here and those that had to go, Lord. We just pray You bless them too. Be with us this night, Lord. Give us good rest for our bodies. May we meditate upon the Word of God. May we be quick to praise You, Lord, to give You thanks at all times. You want to be praised, and we know that's true, Lord.
Amen.
Bless each one that's traveling tonight, too, Lord. May You keep them safe on the roads. We thank You for each one here in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing this song, Take the Name of Jesus with You, Brother Lee, and then we'll go our way.
Take the name of Jesus with you, shalom, sorrow and joy. He will join congregations. May the Lord bless you as you go. And if you can make the prayer meeting Tuesday 7, we'll be very happy to see you. Lord bless you.